在我们生活当中有一些活动是一年一次。
In our lives, there are some things that happen once a year.
每一年教会的 NCC 全国会议之前，地方教会会先有一个信徒大会。
Before every annual National Church Conference that's held by the General Assembly, every local church will have a general congregation meeting.
所以我们距离上一次的这个信徒大会大概有一年的时间了。
And so it's been about a year since we last had our general congregation meeting.
或许在座很多人会觉得时间真的过得很快。
Many some people here may think that time has passed by quite quickly.
这个又是一年过去了。
That a year has already passed.
这在提醒我们，我们要爱惜我们的时间。
This reminds us that we must take hold of our time.
这在提醒我们，我们要把握机会。
This reminds us that we must take hold of our opportunities.
那我要用两件事情跟大家互相来提醒。
So I'd like to use two things today for mutual encouragement or reminder.
请我们来看腓立比书第三章。
Let's look at Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章十二节。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 12.
十二节，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求。或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
12. Not that I have already attained or am already perfected, but I press on that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me.
这个灵修已经相当完全的保罗他在这里说他不是已经完全了。
This was said by a Paul whose spiritual cultivation was pretty much almost all there, but he said, I am not perfect.
当他说我还没有得着，我还没有完全，意思就是他要继续的努力，继续的追求。
And when he says that, not that I have already attained or am already perfected, it means that he must continue to pursue and continue to seek.
不管我们觉得时间过得快还是慢。
No matter if we think that time flies or if it drags on slowly,
只要主耶稣让我们继续活着，我们就有一些必须要继续去追求的事情。
As long as Jesus still allows us to live, then there are things that we must pursue.
有一些事情真的是必须用我们一生的时间来做追求。
And some of these things really take up our entire lives to pursue.
我们要继续的来努力来追求哪些事情呢
？What are these things that we must continue to work hard to pursue at？
保罗在罗马书十三章里头提到这个爱。
In Romans chapter 13, Paul talks about love.
请看罗马书十三章第八节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 13, verse 8.
罗马书十三章第八节。
Romans 13, verse 8.
第八节，凡事都不可亏欠人，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人就完全的律法。
Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law.
这里保罗要我们继续不断的来追求彼此相爱这一件事情。
Here Paul wants us to continue pursuing to love one another.
保罗说，过着爱的生活才是真正的来这个完全的。神的律法。
Paul says that a life of loving one another is a life that is fulfilling the law.
当我们觉得对人亏欠，那我们才会继续的去努力的要来偿还。
Only if we feel like we owe somebody something will we continue to work hard to repay them.
当我们觉得还不够好，我们才会继续努力的去追求更好。
Only when we feel like I'm not doing good enough will I try to become better.
那保罗说这个爱我们要常常觉得我们做得还不够。
And so Paul says that when it comes to love, we must continue to feel and recognize that I'm not doing enough.
这个爱总是还有很大的空间让我们继续去努力。
That when it comes to love, there's a big gap for us to continue working hard at.
在生活当中有许多层面的这种不同层面的爱。
In our lives, there are many different facets of love.
在每一个层面里头，我们都要去再去发现，还有什么空间我们可以再 在更进步的。
And every one of these aspects, we have to try to find and realize where can I improve.
哦，当然主耶稣是这么的爱我们。
Of course, Jesus loved us in this way.
我们对主耶稣的爱，当然还有更大的空间让我们继续去努力。
And of course, when it comes to repaying, when it comes to loving God, there is a great gap for us to work hard at.
当主耶稣在讲到天国的时候，主耶稣说天国是努力的人进去的。
When Jesus talked about heaven, he said that those who work hard at entering it are the ones that enter it.
所以奔跑这一条天国的道路啊，我们要继续的来努力来追求。
And so when we walk this heavenly walk, we must work hard and pursue at it.
保罗虽然已经非常完全了，但是保罗他还是对自己说，我还没有得着。
Even though Paul was a pretty wholesome and perfect person, he said, I am not perfect and I must continue to press on.
这一条道路要走到人生的终点才算结束。
And this pursuit does not end until a person's life ends.
要像保罗他走到最后，他已经面临这个死亡的时候。
And we have to be like Paul, who it wasn't until the point where he was facing death.
他才能够说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Was he able to say that I have run the race?
当打的仗我已经打了。
I have fought the good fight.
当守的道我已经守住了。
I have kept the faith, the truth.
那在这个努力的当中，保罗他有方向，有目标。
And as Paul was walking this walk, he had a direction, he had a goal.
他说我不是好像对空气在斗拳。
He said, it's not like I'm beating the air.
他有很清楚、很具体的目标。
He had a very clear goal.
所以今天我们也是一样，我们要追求，那我们必须要有一个具体清楚的目标。
And so today it's the same with us. If we're going to pursue, we have to have a clear goal.
那为什么要清楚，要具体呢？
Why does this have to be so clear?
因为这样子我们才能够真的来衡量我们是不是有在努力，有在进步。
Because only then are we able to measure accurately if I'm actually improving or getting closer.
所以在生活当中的每一个层面，我们为自己来定下一个比较高一点的目标。
And so in every aspect of our lives, let's set a goal that's a bit higher.
比现在再高一点。
A goal that's higher than where we are today.
这样对我们自己有一个挑战性。
And so that there was some kind of challenge for us.
有时候我们会想做很多的事情。
Sometimes we feel like there's a lot I want to do.
但是事实上我们每一个人一天只有24个小时，我们每一个人我们的体力，我们的精神是有限的。
But actually, every one of us only has 24 hours a day, and our energy, our time is all limited.
如果说我们好像要做很多事情，结果一件事情也没有做好。
If we want to do a lot of things, then we may end up not having done any of those things right.
我想我们实际一点。
I think we should be a little more practical and realistic.
我们就找一件或者两件事情。
Let's find one or two things.
我们想想看，再来的这一年。我要做一件或两件我觉得我需要去努力的事情。
And let's think in this coming year, there's going to be one or two things that I want to work hard at.
我们想想看我到底要做什么。
So let's think, what are those things we want to do?
我们再想清楚我为什么要做。
And we must think clearly, why do I want to do them?
然后再来我如何去做。
And then next, how am I going to do them?
这样子我们才能够很实际的来给自己有努力的方向，而且有进步的，得到进步的喜乐。
And then we can realistically give us ourselves a goal to work at, and also give us a chance to be able to have some joy.
教会这个大家庭是我们大家的。
This big family that's called our church belongs to everybody.
我们也可以想想看，这个大家庭还有哪些可以来努力进步的空间。
So we can think in this big family of ours, what are the areas that we can improve in?
无论是在牧养上，在先道上，在我们的硬体的设备上，我们都可以想想看。
Whether it's in pastoring or whether it's in evangelism, we can in different areas we can think about this.
我们可以跟职务会的人员来提起。
And we can tell a council member.
我想教会的职务会是非常的乐意来接受弟兄姐妹。美好的建议。
I think our church council is very open to the good suggestions from our brothers and sisters.
既然今天我们待会要开会。
And now since we're going to have a meeting today.
我们要追求这种有功效、有效力的会议。
If we want to have an effective and productive meeting.
一般来讲，有很多人是讨厌开会的。
Practically speaking, there are a lot of people who hate meetings.
有人会觉得说，一个属灵的教会还用开什么会？
Some people feel like if this is a spiritual church, why do we have to even have meetings?
但是如果我们来追求这种开这种有效力、有功效的会，那是值得的。
But if we pursue to have an effective and productive meeting, that's a good thing.
哪一个教会最属灵？
What is the most spiritual church?
或许我们会说，就是使徒时代的教会是最属灵的。
We say that it is the church of the apostolic times.
因为那个是最原始的教会。
Because that is the purest church.
那我们其实也可以从使徒行传里头看到不少次的这个会议。
Actually, we see from the apostolic church that they actually had a couple meetings of their own.
这个会议它是中性的。Neutral.
And these meetings were neutral.
所以不能够说这个所谓的会议是好或者是不好。
And you can't say that these meetings were good or bad.
要紧的是人努力的来追求开一个有功效、有效力的会。
But the important thing is that people actually work hard at and try to have a productive and effective meeting.
从使徒行传里头我们看到有几次的这种教会的发展的一个突破。
From the book of Acts, we see that there are a few milestones in which the church broke through a challenge.
我们也发现都跟开会是有关系的。
And we found that these milestones all had to do with meetings.
比如说《使徒行传》第六章。
For example, in Acts chapter 6.
他们这个大家商讨之后，他们在教会设立了七个这个圣工人员。
It was after everybody discussed that the church decided to choose seven workers.
那教会就有一个很大的发展跟突破。
And then after that, the church was able to break through their bottleneck and prosper.
在使徒行传十五章有提到说，这个使徒长老们他们聚集在耶路撒冷开会。
In Acts chapter 15, it also said that the elders gathered together in Jerusalem to have a meeting.
圣灵跟他们一起做了一些决定。
And with the Holy Spirit, they made a decision.
他们以后将这个决定来带给弟兄姐妹去遵守。
And then they carried out this decision to the other brothers and sisters to follow.
教会也得到造就，得到这个发展。
And the church was edified and the church continued to prosper.
除了继续来追求之外，我们也要将已经有的要好好的保守。
Now besides continuing to pursue, we must also take care of what we already have.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Let's look at 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十一节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21.
二十一节，但要凡事查验，善美的要持守。
Test all things, hold fast what is good.
好的，我们要去保守，去保持着。
We have to hold on to what is good.
无论是我们个人、我们的家庭、我们的教会，在过去我们有很多的努力。
Whether it's individually, whether it's as a family or as a church, we have many things that we work hard at.
在神的恩惠跟保守之下，我们已经 建立了一些我们现在所拥有的。
And under the grace and the protection of God, we have established and come to a point where we have a few things.
这些我们已经有的，而且是美好的。我们要把它保持着。
And these things that we have, especially those things which are good, we must hold on to.
我们这么努力建立起来的信仰，我们要保持着。
This faith that we work so hard at establishing, we must hold on to it.
人与人之间这么努力建立起来的友谊，我们要保持着。
And the relationships that we've built up with each other, we must hold on to.
是何等大的福气，我们跟在座的有一些人，我们甚至呢是有这种血缘的关系，或者是亲戚的关系，这个婚姻因为结婚而有的这种亲，这个 relative 这个亲戚的关系。
And the relationships that we have with other people, either by blood or because of marriage.
这些都是有些是有很多时候是得来不容易的，是我们很努力而能够而拥有的。
Some of these things, we worked hard at some of those things, we received.
这些我们也都要努力的去把它持守着。
These are all also things that we must work hard at holding on to and keeping it.
啊，为什么说要努力的去保持它呢
？Why do we say that we have to work hard to hold on or hold fast to these things？
啊，因为好的事情，它总是会有时候会遭受到一些啊一些阻挡、啊，甚至一些破坏。
Because sometimes good things will be harmed or we will have stumbling blocks that threaten these good things that we have。
哦，就好像这一条信仰的道路，我们会遇到试探啊，会有试炼。
Just like in our walk of faith, we will face temptations and we will face trials.
哦，那这就是我们必须要去面对，而来将美好的我们努力的把它保持着。
These are all things that we have to face, and these are all things that we have to hold fast to.
啊，所以希伯来书的作者说，我们要坚持那个起初的信心。
And so that's why the author of Hebrews says that we must hold fast to the faith, the original faith.
啊，主耶稣勉励我们说，无论环境怎样。我们不要失落的爱心。
And Jesus encourages us that no matter what happens, we must not lose the original love.
哦，很多经过长时间所养成的那种美好的习惯跟德性，我们要继续保持着。
There are many good habits or many good things that we work so hard to nurture and to develop. We must hold fast to those.
哦，所以我们每一个人都需要不但追求。而且要来持守。
And so for all of us, we must not only press on and pursue, we must also hold on.
我们教会也是一样，不但要追求，继续追求，而且要努力的来持守。
It is also the same in the church. Instead of besides just pursuing, we must also work hard to hold on.
我们这样的努力，为了就是彼此来建立。
And we work hard in order to build this up together.
主耶稣今天拣选了我们。
And to build up each other. Today, Jesus has chosen us.
我们在一起，我们成为教会，成为主耶稣的身体。
And together, we are now the a church, and we are now the body of Christ.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹，我们都是这个身体上的肢体。
And every brother and sister is a member of this body.
我们每一个人的一些努力，一些持守，都能够对整个身体带来造就。
And the hard work of every brother and sister brings edification to the entire church.
如果每一个人都能够努力追求，努力的持守，这个身体一定是非常强壮的。
If everyone can work hard to press on and to hold on, then this body will become a strong one.
一个强壮的身体，它的每一个肢体也会得着益处。
And when a body is strong, then every one of its members will also benefit.
靠人是很困难的，但是靠神。是一定能够达到的。
This is difficult if we rely on man, but if we rely on God, this is something that's easy to achieve.
所以求主耶稣帮助我们，让我们能够继续的来追求，来保守。
So we ask God to help us so that we can continue to press on and also to hold on.
我就做这样子简单的互相的勉励。
And so we'll just have this short encouragement.
我现在就把时间来交给教会的执事会来开我们。今天的信徒大会。
We'll give the rest of the time to our church council to hold the general congregation meeting.